In the middle of this mostly high-rise landscape of Los Angeles, the wooden sign seems out of place. It is reminiscent of those sometimes seen on a rural highway beckoning tourists to visit a roadside attraction. Film the Ambassador, it reads. The famed hotel that once entertained Hollywood's elite is now herself an aged character actor, still booked nearly 52 weeks a year, not by guests, but film crews.
Rolling.
Except for the production crews that move hurriedly in and out of one of the bungalows or lounge in director's chairs under the trees, the hotel is still. It is a quietness that suggests a long-time vacancy. There are overgrown weeds, broken tiles, and fissured stucco, but the camera is forgiving. All it sees is the ambience and architecture of other eras. Six Academy Awards ceremonies were held at the hotel's nightclub, the Coconut Grove, and when they weren't handing out Oscars, Hollywood came here to dance and dine under fake palm trees.
Fake coconuts and fake monkeys, but lots of foliage so that one could really hide in the Coconut Grove.
Longtime entertainment publicist Dale Olson was a young reporter for the Hollywood trade magazine Variety, covering the Coconut Grove from 1959 to 1966.
It was the days of Lana Turner, the romantic kind of movie stars. Errol Flynn was always there with a new young girl. You know, virtually everybody came at one point or another.
Lena Horne, Judy Garland, Frank Sinatra. In the late 1960s, Sammy Davis Jr. was on stage.
Just once in a lifetime.
The seven-story Myron Hunt Hotel, built in 1921, architect Paul Williams' bungalows from the 40s, they have stood defiant to developers' blueprints. In 1989, Donald Trump wanted to build a skyscraper on the site. At about the same time, the Los Angeles Unified School District said it needed the property. After years of legal arguments, the school district took ownership in 2001 and now plans to build three schools on the site. What has not been decided is whether the historic hotel will be preserved or torn down as part of the plan.
The Ambassador is one of Los Angeles' defining sites, and it should not be demolished.
Ken Bernstein is director of preservation for the Los Angeles Conservancy, which is urging the school district to restore rather than raise the hotel by using it as a centerpiece for its planned school campus.
To be able to have that continuity between past, present, and future and the entertainment history of this site, that's a remarkable opportunity that simply should not be passed up.
The school board has been presented with five blueprints, ranging from partial to complete demolition. Glenn Gritzner, special assistant to the superintendent, says new construction would save the school district approximately $100 million.
We have 3,800 students every day bust out of this neighborhood, and so we're trying to balance a whole lot of agendas around this building. We're trying to balance our need to provide schools in probably the most overcrowded, impacted neighborhood in the entire district, along with the fact that this is a very historically significant site.
Most historical sites offer tours. On ours, we are accompanied by representatives on both sides of the issue.
So this would be the auditorium.
There is much at stake here. There's been a lot of media attention and interest in the fate of the Ambassador, even by some Hollywood power brokers.
Oh, my God. Well, this is taking me back.
It was the 1950s when a very young Diane Keaton snuck into the Coconut Grove with her dad.
I got up on the stage and, you know, I sang. And you don't know if you remember this song, Que Sera, Sera. This was his Doris Day song. Pathetic. But to me, it was like, you know, a life-defining moment.
The actress has signed on as a board member of the LA Conservancy in support of preserving the hotel or its reuse as a school.
This is a great memorial to our past. And like I say, for me, I think the film community has to become much more active about things like this, about saving all these, you know, significant, you know, buildings here with the, that have the stamp of the history of Los Angeles. And there is a big history here. Let's go see some more.
The Conservancy's Ken Bernstein leads us to the hotel lobby. Some of the original furniture is still here, along with a fountain, columns, chandeliers, and the same hotel registration desk where Dustin Hoffman checked in the 1967 film, The Graduate.
A room. I'd like a room, please.
Single room or a double room?
Single, just for myself, please.
Did you sign the register, please?
Past the lobby, you enter the doors of the Embassy Ballroom, a future library in the Conservancy's eyes within a backdrop of history.
This is the stage from which Bobby Kennedy made his victory speech in the 1968 California primary.
My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Paul Schrade was with his friend Bobby Kennedy that night.
One of the most important memories I have of that, when Bob came into the pantry as we were going on to a press conference, Bob stopped at that point, and there were two guys from the kitchen, and he shook hands with them. And we turned, and the shooting started.
Senator Kennedy has been shot, and another man, a Kennedy campaign manager, and possibly shot in the head.
I didn't know I was shot. I went out immediately because I got hit in the head.
But to Schrade, that painful moment doesn't need to be preserved with a building. He now heads the RFK through 12 Community Task Force, which is calling upon the school district to tear down the hotel and build new schools as quickly as possible.
If I know Robert Kennedy, he would want that hotel torn down and good schools put in there. They're not going to get the best education possible in a hotel that's going to be dismantled and rebuilt as this massive structure.
The school board is expected to make its decision regarding the property about the time that school is back in session. Until then, the film and TV crews continue to work here.
Here we go, picture.
And so does Peggy Props. She's been here for more than 40 years as the hotel's accountant. Her office is just off the lobby. One of the hotel's many stray cats, Scabby, sits on her desk. She knows time is running out for what she calls her second home, that soon she'll be leaving this office for the last time.
It's going to be very sad. Very, very sad, but, you know, things have to make way for progress, you know? Yes, that's it.
For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard in Los Angeles.